What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fence.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin. Hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. Hey. This one time for the Twitch. Hey. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Hold time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Nah, moaning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. Right here on the FM dial. 104.3 FM. WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
I appreciate the fact that you greeted me this morning with a continuation of my lifelong offer against technology.
I just wanted to get you prepared for Thursday. That's all. You know, we're doing some remodeling here in the studio. You got a brand new computer, and so I just want you to be prepared tomorrow when you walk in here. Maybe cut the hobnobbing in the morning and, you know, give yourself like 15. Just give yourself, I'm just telling you, give yourself a graceful 15 minutes to be able to log into stuff. That's all. That's it. Just wanted to prepare you. Because if I didn't tell you and then I would have looked over and you'd be like, oh, yeah, you have a new computer. The look I would have gotten if I would have known why you were having to do it would have been, it would have been very fierce. And so I just wanted to do my part to let you know, so I don't hear about it tomorrow, being like, you knew about this?
See, I looked at that totally different. I'm like, you're preparing the bit.
I'm not preparing a bit. I'm trying to avoid the bit. If anything, I'm trying to stay away from the bit. This is not about a bit.
Hold on. To all the people who listen out there, please inform the new people who are now listening to us on 104.3. Please explain to Tobin. He's all about the bit.
I'm not all about the bit. That's not true. I am about my friendships, and I was trying to help you out. I'm definitely not here. I didn't go to engineering and be like, hey, we got to keep throwing landmines into Leroy. I don't need to have them do that. You'll do it yourself.
I'm going to say this. How did Joe do this morning?
He's fine, but Joe's on my computer. My computer's been updated, so he's fine. So it's really like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to prepare you. That's all. That's all, baby.
Okay.
No problems.
I got you.
Let's get to our headline.
I don't believe you, but
I am. I'm not here for chicanery. Well, that I'm here for. But all right. But I was just trying to give you a little heads up. I'm like, hey, you're going to have to log into like 9 things tomorrow when you get here. That's all.
All right.
Bring your passport, bring your blood type, bring everything you need to get into these machines. Scan your retina.
Oh, God.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Marlins. Oof.
Hey, you know what's crazy? That I'm watching SportsCenter, and they're talking about all these teams that are coming back. So-and-so's now tied with I think the Dodgers, Seattle's now tied with somebody. Mm-hmm. And they were like 8-10 games down in the beginning of July. And I'm like, did the Marlins peak too soon?
Hard to say.
You get what you get, though. Like, when you haven't been winning consistently, there is no peaking. So I'm like, maybe they're, you know, a little bit worn down a little bit. I don't know. But they just don't look like the same team we saw the past month.
That's definitely true. I mean, look, the competition, they've stepped up in weight class a little bit. You know, they did have success against the Brewers and the Yankees, who are, you know, definitely going through hard times right now. But yeah, man, I mean, like, look, the Astros comes in there, they deal with them. The Braves, that was the disappointing one, because the Braves aren't good this year. They stink. The Guardians yesterday, look, Jose Ramirez is really good. He hits two tater tots against them, and it's just coming in the most demoralizing fashion because you tied things up. You were down 3-0. You come back, you tie it 3-3, and Ramirez is like, hold my beer. Boom, went deep again. And poor Calvin Fauché, Fauché for shame. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they'll try and bounce back tonight. But yeah, it's been tough sledding. They have not been playing the same baseball in August that they had their best July, I believe, ever. And right. Now they're in the midst of a 4-game losing streak. They've lost, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They've lost 7 of their last 9 since they swept the Yankees. So
and I know every team goes through this.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, like, we went through it early. So now is not the time to
not the revisit. Time. Yeah.
Yeah, to revisit those struggles. Well,
I'll tell you the other thing that's disappointing about it is, I mean, the Mets have been awful. And so you did have a chance to really make some movements in the standings. And,
right.
And
you didn't even have – all you had to be was .500.
Right.
And you make an incredible move on the Mets.
And that did not happen. So the Marlins got Yuri on the hill tonight. Hopefully he can get things right for the Fish. He was mostly good, and then he gave up a big bomb in his last outing. The Mets did win yesterday, 13-5. OG polar bear Pete Alonso became the all-time Mets home run leader, which I found it was surprisingly low. I thought that they would have somebody a little bit.
Yeah, because they've been around so long, they'd have somebody in the 4 or 5.
Yeah, they've never had a 300 home run guy. Like,
nope. Who was it? 250 something.
253. I was like, right. That's surprising. Like, you know, we always talk about the Marlins' history being a little bit weird, but the Mets, like, remember the Mets went.
They've been around longer. That's weird.
Yeah, the Mets have, like, they went forever without a no hitter, and the Marlins went like the Marlins had like 6 no hitters to the Mets none, until they blew out Johan Santana's arm, and then.
He threw, what, 180 pitches?
Yeah, he was done after that. You completely ruined him. Completely ruined one of the greatest changeups in baseball history. But Pete Alonso, he finally set a mark that was held by Daryl Strawberry in 1988. Yep. And just to, like, give you guys, like, the Marlins obviously don't have a very impressive home run list either, but Giancarlo Stanton, in his time with the Marlins, had .267. So
even in his time here, he would have led the
he would have led the Mets.
Yeah.
He would have led the Mets. That is
weird.
That is a weird that's a weird one, but the Mets did win yesterday, unfortunately. The Miami Dolphins, they have joint practice today against the Detroit Lions.
You know what that is?
What's that?
This is one of those practices where you're going out to the field and you're saying mouthpieces and chin straps are not optional.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know what you're getting into. And to the coaches, you basically want to see who's going to respond. Who's going to, you know, return the aggression.
I just saw Dade South's comment that says technology's hitting the mitts, getting a good lather going right now. This technology is jumping rope in front of a mirror.
1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Never stop the champ. Can't stop the champ. So, the Dolphins certainly. We got to get to this. We'll take a break. But like the Lions like backup linebacker is talking trash about the Miami Dolphins, and at some point the Dolphins just need to like put a stop on this, because not everyone can take shots. There has to be a line.
But here's the deal. Until proven otherwise, a lot of teams will feel that they can say these things. Until you prove otherwise, so until you go in there and manhandle him to get him to shut up, and then the rest of the guys look at and say, oh, they ain't playing today.
Yep.
Right? But until that, they're going to look at your offense. They're going to look at all your little receivers and all your speed and go, oh, we don't need pads. We need track shoes.
We'll take a break. More to come here on Tobin and Leroy. We're back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Hey, our guy, Yuli the Monster Diaz, is going to stop by later this hour, Leroy.
All right.
He's going to be fighting on Dirty Boxing 3, which is coming up on August 29th at the Hangar in Miami. This card is loaded, dude. This is probably the best card they put together. He is on the main card. They got Hector Lombard, former UFC fighter, former Bellator champion, one of the most vicious knockout artists of all time. Jairzinho Rozenstrike is fighting this crazy guy, The Wolf, who's not, been killing it. He's fought on every Dirty Boxing card, and he really likes beating former UFC guys, and he's had a lot of success with it. Now he's stepping up big time for the first title fight that they've had in Dirty Boxing. So we'll talk to Yuli, see what he's got going on, what he's cooking up. This man is he doesn't seem to ever want to stop fighting. I feel like I thought we talked to him a couple fights back. I was like, weren't you done? This guy never gets he's never done. He always feels like he's like, oh, there's a new sport, and then he's got to go try that out. This guy's literally
I think there's certain guys who are lifelong professional fighters, and it becomes, I just like the action.
Yep.
Right? Like, you'll see some guys who have fought in the highest divisions in number of sports, and they go, you know what? I got the itch. What's going on?
He's taking on Phil Hawes, who is a longtime UFC veteran, who he got, I believe, disqualified in his last Dirty Boxing fight for eye pokes. Though some people were debating, did he really eye poke? Did the guy want out? Then the guy had a big freak out on the mic that he beat. So we'll talk to Yuli about that coming on up and see what he's got to say about that. Meanwhile, the Miami Dolphins, they could use a little Yuli Diaz in them, a little street fight in them, as they're getting ready for the Detroit Lions joint practice today. And this was from Detroit Sports Pod. They spoke to linebacker Grant Stewart, who is listed as a backup linebacker on their depth chart. But he's
special teams guy.
Intangibles, yeah.
I told you about the special teams guys.
He is out here, and he is saying that that the Dolphins, they ain't ready. This was what he had to say.
For sure, man. I don't know if they ready, man. I'm gonna keep it a stack. Just because I've played at other places and played against that team last year, and I've joined practice against that team twice when I was in Tampa, and I don't know if they practice how we practice. So I'm excited to see our guys for sure. And I'm excited to get out there, do something against somebody else where they don't know every in and out of what we're doing and stuff. Exactly. So that'll be cool, man. It'll be dope.
First of all, those comments would have literally been made about any team.
Any team coming into Detroit, you think?
Correct. Interesting. Correct.
But you,
let me finish. But when you have been known as not being a very physical team,
yep,
those comments hit differently.
More sensitive about it.
Right. If they had been practicing against Philly and they go, I don't know if Philly practices like we do. Right. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, like it just has a different feel or a different meaning when your team has had the definition of soft follow them for the last couple years.
Yeah. It's just interesting. Like it's, I almost find this a little exhausting for the Dolphins because while I agree that it's definitely been an issue, I am of the opinion that I don't think any of this practice stuff is going to really matter in the scheme of things because I do feel like it's ultimately going to be proven in the regular season. We're never going to remember back to what was done against Detroit.
We're not, but they are. We're not. But what the coaches see is going to determine how they approach this in the future and later on in the season. You see what I mean? If they go against Detroit and get pushed around, then these coaches are going to go in the office and say, what are we going to do? Because we put them in a bunch of situations to be tougher, and they haven't responded. Talk about short yardage, goal line, practicing against physical teams, doing physical drills, and they just not that. So I don't know how it's going to play out. You need to have a couple of dogs in your locker room in any sport. Everybody knows that when you have those couple of guys on the team that are just a little bit cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? That those guys can take the stand that needs to be taken and people to stop talking like this. However, in fairness to whoever the hell this backup linebacker is.
Grant Stewart.
I do believe.
Who was Mr. Irrelevant, by the way.
I do believe it has the feeling of whoever was coming in would have gotten the same comments. So I'm not going to just, but. It does carry some weight when you've been, you know, following this team for the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
He might have accidentally hit a nerve. That's all I'm saying.
You know, we should have an expert on about having that dog in you, and I think that this man right here could teach us a thing or two about that because he's the monster. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Yuli the Monster Diaz is going to be fighting Dirty Boxing Championship, Dirty Boxing 3. What's going on, Yuli? How are you?
Brandon, Leroy, how you guys doing, man? Thank you again for the opportunity.
So can I ask you this real quick? Because we talking about guys being tough and guys being physical. In your sport, we assume that everybody is tough. But sometimes their fighting style would not indicate they really want to mix it up. When you go into fights like that, if you were to say to somebody, like, he doesn't fight a real aggressive style, would he take that as being he's soft or not tough, or just his style doesn't promote that?
No, I just think maybe his style doesn't promote that. Not everybody has that aggressive style of fighting. That is my style. My style is very aggressive. I'm in your face. I call it Mexican style because, you know, it's toe-to-toe. I try to close the distance as much as possible. But a lot of people have different fight styles, so some people's styles might come off as not aggressive. And, you know, and, like, I would say, like, Gervonta, he's a great boxer, but, you know, he stays on his toes. He's kind of what they call on his bicycle, kind of staying away, looking like he don't want to fight until it's time to.
Right.
Were you ever like, you ever remember a situation of like being in the gym and like you're taking on a guy who's like all that, you know, style, and he's got a big reputation, but like they want, you know, somebody like you who obviously you've literally been in every combat sport there is and you're cut from a different cloth. Like, can you tell early on in a training session, like, oh, I know how I can push this person around mentally?
Well, yeah. So with my style, I've noticed, like, you know, I've noticed throughout the years, when I keep this pressure up, when you start getting to the second, third, fourth, fifth round, you start kind of wearing people down, and you see, you know, a lot of times you can see the nerves or the, you know, or the worry coming into people's faces because, you know, you're constant. I call it zombie mode too. You know, you're a zombie. You're getting hit. You might be getting hit, but it gets to the point where they can't throw as many punches anymore. They're seeing that their punches ain't really affecting you like they thought they would. And you're still coming after them and still coming after them and still, you know, still throwing punches at them.
So you're going to be fighting coming up August 29th, Dirty Boxing again. The last time you did, somebody tried to cheat and you had to deal with that. Like, what was that experience like? Because you've done every combat sports there is, and now you go into this new sport, and like you feel like the only thing is, all right, there's no takedowns, and like, boom, immediately this guy tries to take you down, and you have to get right up and knock his ass out. What was that whole experience like of your first time in Dirty Boxing, and then how excited are you for this next one?
Man, Dirty Boxing is amazing. You know, you guys, I see you there every time. You know, you're commentating. The venue's amazing. The people that have come to the show is amazing. It's a star-studded show. It's a great show. I love the rule set. It's, you know, a little dirtier, you know, no pun intended, than regular boxing where you can throw the elbows, you can ground and pound as people are standing up. But, yeah, my last opponent, he actually said in the walkout, I guess, you know, they have like a video, and they had told me that he said, oh, I have a surprise for everybody. I guess that was a surprise. It was a take me down immediately, but you know, I got up, I handled business, and I punished them.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, because we were literally talking about it, even with the refs that first day, Yuli, of like, hey, what are the, like, you know, we're trying to go over the rules, and, you know, what are they going to call, and what are they not going to call, and I remember just thinking to myself, you could do a lot. You can't do that, and right. So I imagine that has to, like, take you immediately, like, do you remember what went through your mind immediately, like, as that was all going down?
Well, I the first thing that went through my mind was, this is a good takedown, because I was in the air. this is a good takedown. It was a weird moment, because we kind of, like, so we kind of, like, squared up to, like, box, and he kind of, like, just rushed from my legs. And when we fell and I scrambled up to try to start, because I thought it was, like, time to ground and pound. So, again, it was my first fight. It was his as well. I knew that was a little too far off the rules. But I wasn't sure. So once I hit the ground, I popped up and I was just ready to attack again. But yeah, it was a great takedown.
That's like,
I look at the video, I see myself in the sky. I'm like, damn, this guy swept me off my feet.
It was wild. Well, do you have to? How much do you have to remind yourself? Because you fought.
I can't hear you guys.
Oh, we lost. Oh, do we hear you now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I can. We can hear you.
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah,
I can't hear you.
Nah, man. Can we? Maybe we'll get Yuli to come back in. I don't know what happened there. That's a wild thing. It seemed like we were rolling along there, baby.
Yep.
We'll see if we can give us guys, a
for some reason.
You got us now? No.
Hello.
Let's see if we can get you. I'll text him. I'll say if we can get him to go in and go out and reconnect on that, because that's a little weird.
Yeah.
It was flowing away. It was flowing pretty good. Now you can hear us, Yuli? Everything good? All right. He's giving us the thumbs up. What's up, man?
All right.
I'm saying, like, you've fought in so many different, like, MMA, bare knuckle, jiu-jitsu, you know, all of it. Do you ever have to, like, remind yourself, like, going into those things? Are you of what you're actually doing because of how many different things you've been a part of?
And no, you know what? I've never had a problem with that, just because whenever I have whatever combat sport fight coming up, I train just for that, and I'm so, you know, in that mode that I know what I have to do. I never, you know, I would never tackle somebody in a boxing match.
Right.
But yeah, no, I just, you know, I train for what I'm fighting for. And it's, you know, when it comes up to fight day, I'm very focused.
You're on a card, you're taking on Phil Hawes, which that's a hell of a matchup between you guys. We talk about, you know, guys with a ton of UFC experience. What do you, what do you do as far as prepping for him?
I don't do anything different when I prep for anybody. You know, I just train my ass off and get my cardio up. And, you know, shout out to Phil, man. He's a UFC vet. He's got a ton of experience with a lot of good people. And, you know, I'm coming to show what I got that night. I think it's a great opportunity for me. And I know I'm going to come out with my hand raised. I think when it comes to the boxing and the hands, I think I got a better skill set than he does.
Is it? Do you like opportunities like this? Because it's a little bit of like what's going on in the main event with the Wolf. Like that's kind of been his thing. He loves taking on the former UFC guys. You've taken on Thiago Alves before. Like you've been in experiences like this. But does it feel like a little cool opportunity to take on somebody who's been on a stage like that before?
Absolutely, it definitely feels like a great opportunity. You know, it's something great to add to the resume. And again, once the career's over and you look back, you fought some big names. You know, you took the good fights.
Did you, like, we talked to you, I feel like a couple, I don't know, it was a couple months ago. It was probably like about a year ago, and you were thinking about being done. Like, it was your final fight. Why are you still doing it, man? Like, I mean, what keeps you going to want to do it? I know, like, hey, if it's a Miami fight, it's not a Miami fight without Yuli Diaz, so I'm sure there's a big call in there, but do you have it in your mind how many more of these you want to do?
Because I love it and I train every day. When it comes to bare knuckle, I retired from bare knuckle because now I work with the company. You know, shout out to BKB. They gave me a great opportunity with the company. I'm doing commentary. I'm doing a podcast for them. I'm doing a bunch of stuff behind the scenes with them. So it's a great opportunity I had. So I retired from bare knuckle, took a job with them, but they allowed me to do anything outside of it that's not bare knuckle. So we did speak back in March because I fought Dirty Boxing 1, which was back in March. And that was another great opportunity. It was a fight in Miami. And, you know, I wanted to be part of DBX1, be, you know, one of the pioneers that set this thing off. So it was, again, great opportunity that I had to take. And I never stopped training, man.
No, I mean, well, you don't look
like
that
way.
Yeah, it looks that way. It looks like you never stopped training, dude. Like, is it still a rush to see have your kids watch you or to have your people get to see you in a Miami fight?
For me, it is, man. For me, it's a great rush. You know, if you ask my wife, she wants me to stop taking fights. But no, it's definitely a fight. Amazing to fight here. It's in my backyard, man. Coconut Grove. I grew up, you know, all around that area. I used to even hang out where the hangar is before the hangar was even built. So, you know, it's a great thing. I know all the people are coming out, and especially for this fight. You know, I'm fighting another big name. They're going to want to see this show, and it's going to be explosive, man.
Well, do you ever feel that way with Mrs. Monster? Like, she was a professional wrestler? Like that, is that as crazy with the flying off of the turnbuckles and all that nonsense?
You know, it's funny. I do, man. When she has, because she's still wrestling. She's with TNA now. She just did a show with NXT as well. And when they do those hard matches with like chairs and doors and tacks and, you know, and beating each other with sticks, I'm like, damn, babe, gotta let this go.
You know how crazy that is, Leroy, to make Yuli a situation be like, no.
I know. Wait, he's like, oh, come on. Like, you know what? I think no matter if you do anything physical and you know what your body goes through, and you have a loved one going through it, like, you think differently, right? Absolutely. It's like me watching a kid play football.
Right.
Like people is like, oh, it's fun. No, like, it's still contact. And, right. And that's how you kind of look at it. Like, you know, this is contact. And I just want you to be safe.
Right. And exactly, that's exactly what it is, man. When you got love for somebody, it's hard to you know, watch them get hurt.
You know, before we get you out of here, Hector Lombard is going to be on this card. Hector's also, you know, been training down here forever, you know, come up and was a Bellator legend, a Bellator champion, and, you know, did his thing in the UFC. What does it mean to fight on a card with Hector and what that's going to bring to the table for this one?
You know, Hector's like one of my brothers, man. I used to train with Hector all the time. He was a sparring partner of mine. He was a training partner of mine. We actually just fought together about a week or two ago on the pillow fight in Orlando. We were on that same card, which was super cool. Shout out to PFC, man. They gave me a great opportunity. We're on ESPN2. Out of all the things I've done, that's what comes out on ESPN2 is me pillow fighting. But it's a great opportunity to have. It's amazing to have Hector on this card. You know what I mean? He's truly a legend. So I'm excited for that. Yesterday I was with Yoel Romero. I did his podcast, and I was telling him, you know, he's a great friend of mine too. He's like a brother to me. He's like family. So it was amazing to fight with him on the first DBX. He was the main event. You know, I got to be the feature fight, and I'm going to feature fight on this one as well. So It's awesome, man.
No, it's a monster sack card. Yuli Diaz is going to be fighting Phil Hawes. You got Hector Lombard making his DBX debut. Jairzinho Rozenstrike in the first title fight against the Wolf, Rob Perez. This is going to be an awesome one, man. Can't wait for it. August 29th at the Hangar in Miami. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, yes, sir. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, man.
All righty.
There you go. Yuli, the Monster Diaz. We'll take a break. Back with more after this on FM 104.3 WQM.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM. Want to let you guys know, Adam Sandler is coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th. We got your chance to win some tickets. Just text the word HAPPY to 20357. That's HAPPY to 20357.
It's not Christmas, so he ain't getting a Hanukkah song.
What? I don't know.
That's a fan favorite.
I don't know. You think? I don't know. Yeah, it's probably
right.
He
only does it during Christmas.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, for more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com. James Cook, that drama is over with the Buffalo Bills. He is signed with the Buffalo Bills, which everybody was kind of led into because he practiced yesterday, so it seemed very much like he was going to get that deal done. 4 years, 48, 30 million guaranteed.
Relative to what everybody else in the league is making, that's nothing.
You're not kidding, especially for running backs. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
I mean, wide receivers making 30 a year, linemen are just getting paid ridiculous amounts now.
Whew.
I mean, think about this. He gets paid about the equivalent to a top-tier tight end?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, remember when – and then people smelt that tight end thing coming away, right? That's remember when Jimmy Graham tried to be a wide receiver? Remember that?
Yep.
He was trying to argue. He's like, but I'm not – I'm a wide receiver. I have more out wide than the wide receivers. They're like, mm-mm. Nice try.
But you gotta do that because – my whole thing when I was negotiating my contract, they wanted to pay me as a fullback. I'm like, but I'm the primary, you know, carrier on the team. Who cares what the position is?
Like, you know what it is. It's like, they're trying to do a contract negotiation do-si-do here, dude. Mike McDaniel. He has said that the Dolphins are going to have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle in joint practice today. That's good news. No Jaylen Phillips, though. He's still resting up from when he got leg whipped. So no Jaylen Phillips for the Dolphins.
Didn't they say that was a couple of days?
He said it was a couple of days, yeah.
It's been, what, a week?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. All
yeah. Right. I feel like it happened...
I think when,
more like
when
a week and a half. I think it happened last weekend. So not right. The weekend of the game, but the weekend before that. So it's technically been over a week now.
Yeah. But I would say this. I think when guys return from injury like that and then they get banged up, you don't want to risk them putting undue pressure on anything to try to play. So you maybe give him a little extra time to make sure he's 100% so he don't put any pressure on another part of his body, especially the part of his body that was injured.
Well, McDaniel, he said on Grant Stewart's comments where he said, I don't think the Dolphins are ready. He said, Mike McDaniel, quote, it literally doesn't affect me whatsoever. Very intentional to bring this organization to Detroit based on the football that they like to play. So
yeah. He responded well to that, I would say. But I would say before the bully pushes you around, he talks trash to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's going to be a scuffle today for sure.
Oh, absolutely. You hope so. You don't hope for it for any other reason other than this. You want your guys who have been deemed not physical to show that, hey, whatever's required. And here's the kicker. What is reported out of Detroit and how the Dolphins practice against Detroit? All the teams that are playing against them are going to be thinking the same thing. So if you don't squash it now, then every team going to come into either Hard Rock or you going to go into their building and they're going to start talking like him.
Handsome Daffy says, we better not lose that scuffle. It all comes down to scuffles, no longer football.
It's not a matter of whether you win or lose the scuffle. It's the fact that you're ready to get down with the scuffle.
Pride scuffle?
See, the thing is that in football and in these situations, you don't have to win the fight. You just have to fight. If you back down, that's worse than getting knocked out. Because now everybody else is going to look at you like, oh, got him.
According to David Veronis, those not seen participating to start practice, Jalen Phillips, Austin Jackson, Alec Ingold, none of these surprises, Ashton Davis, Mo Kamara, Keon Smith, Andrew Meyer, and Byron Matos. Who says he wants to come back, by the way. I guess I don't know if they're going to let him, but...
How many of those guys are big?
How many of them are big? Keon Smith is big.
Yeah.
Andrew Meyer's big. Byron Matos is big. Austin Jackson's big. Jalen Phillips is big.
Here's the problem. I'm talking about on the offensive side of the ball only.
Oh, okay.
But I would say this. In the last 3 years, and ever since you've known me, I have explained the importance of continuity on the offensive line. More than talent.
Right. Well,
continuity.
Starting offensive lineman, one is missing. Just Austin Jackson.
And the problem is they haven't been able to get some continuity on that offensive line because you can have all the talent in the world, but you got to know, especially at that position, you got to know how to work with the guy next to you.
Schmeathan says, there's no pride if video leaks of Aiden Hutchinson swinging Jalen Waddle around like a terrible towel.
But that's not a fight. So if he slings him around like that, then they get into a scuffle. That's the important part.
The important thing is
that... Don't let yourself get manhandled or pushed around, right? That's the whole point, that physical teams think they can just come and like Debo. Remember when Debo got knocked out in Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. See what I'm saying?
But
everybody in the neighborhood gave Craig some respect because Craig fought the bully.
I know, but I just, you know, I think this is this is a tough one. Like, who do you have that is going to step to them? Is it Patrick Paul's time?
This is how we think differently. I believe every athlete is physical, depending on what position you play, right? Every one of them. Because, like, I don't expect Tyreek to be Steve Smith Sr.
No.
Who fought everybody. You see what I'm saying? So there's different levels to it.
Steve Smith Sr. finds nothing funny. He just goes He just goes around life looking for a fight.
Right. So I don't expect that. But what I'm saying is when you play in the trenches, right, you cannot let yourself be manhandled. So if somebody ragdolls you, right, even if you don't want to, you got to fight. You have to. Otherwise, every time you play somebody that's watching film, they're going to think, all I got to do is push him around.
Well, I'm sure we'll get some updates. Sounds like practice is about to get started in Detroit. We'll take a break.
Starting at 11?
It sounds like it, dude. Sounds like they're out there, man.
Should be done. It's hot up there.
take a break. Hour Tua. Next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.